So if you're in the tourism sector, what do you make of these big changes today that we're hearing from Qantas? Dale McIver is the chairperson of Tourism Central Australia. Dale, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you and good afternoon.
We were speaking with the Tourism Minister, Lauren Moss, a moment ago. She called it a mixed bag. How would you describe what we've heard today from Qantas?
Yeah, look, I'll probably have to echo that. Certainly there's some good wins in there. Obviously a few disappointing announcements made today as well. So, yeah, definitely a mixed bag for the industry to work through.
Okay, we'll go from the bad to the good. Pretty bad news if you rely on heading over to Perth regularly, from 7 flights a week down to 2. Why do you think that's happened?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting decision, that one. We certainly get international groups that we do see from Perth through to Alice Springs on that route. And we're obviously hoping with the flights that Qantas announced earlier this year and are now doing with the direct flights from Perth to London, that we would be able to, I guess, get a bit of growth out of that. But sadly, that's a bit of a disappointing one.
When's the last time we saw a cut like this to a route to a capital city?
Sorry, what was that?
When's the last time we saw a significant cut like this to a route between Alice Springs and a capital city?
Oh, look, I think it's probably been some time on that one, Alex. We did see that the Perth to Uluru was cut a couple of years ago, but I'm not sure that we've ever seen a cut to a major city for quite some time.
Okay, so not in your memory, you can't remember?
Not that I can recall, no.
I imagine there's going to be pretty disappointed locals with family and friend connections in Western Australia.
Yeah, certainly. There's, watching social media roll out today, there's certainly a few disappointed people out there commenting on the loss of the Perth flight. But I guess the good thing is we haven't lost it altogether. We still do have that weekend connection. So at least we've still got that weekend connection through. And obviously, there's other options. We've still got daily flights down to Adelaide where you could connect through, et cetera, as well. So,
now, what about that flight that's been cancelled, the direct flight between Alice Springs and Cairns?
Yeah, look, that's probably a pretty disappointing one for us. There's no doubt that we do see international travel, particularly on that Cairns route. We have seen that Qantas has come out today saying that numbers on that route have dropped by about half, and that's why they have decided to cease that route for now. So, look, it's certainly disappointing. Again, at least we do have that connection where we can get through to down through to Uluru with a direct connecting flight onto Cairns straight away. So at least we do have that. But, disappointing. The reef, the rock, is a pretty big connection, obviously with Alice Springs being a part of that. So, yeah, another pretty significant hit that we don't have that direct connection through from Alice Springs now.
Is your sense, looking at all of these changes to the scheduling today from the Flying Kangaroo, that we're really seeing tourists being drawn away from Alice Springs and down to Uluru?
Look, that is certainly the trend that we've seen, historically, probably over the last 18 months to 2 years. Definitely we have seen that. But what we have also been seeing is an increase between the numbers travelling between Alice Springs and Uluru. So, we're still getting a good 50% of all the visitors going to Uluru. We are getting them directly through to Alice Springs as well. So that's still some pretty significant numbers coming through to Alice Springs.
How long are we getting them for? Do we get them for very long?
Look, that's something we've certainly got to work on. I'm not sure of the actual average number, but I believe it's probably 1 to 2 nights. But it's certainly something, we're still very, very keen to work on and certainly won't take our foot off the pedal on trying to get them to stay longer.
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to find it in this Qantas press release today. I think it says something like 49% of those that do come through spend one night in Alice Springs. What can you do from a tourism perspective to increase that?
Look, there's certainly still a lot of hard work ahead of us. Our numbers here that we've been seeing right throughout the Central Australian region are certainly up year on year in the last couple of years. So that's certainly a positive sign, but it certainly doesn't mean that we stop and just sort of go with the flow now. We have to make sure we're absolutely keeping spot on with our marketing and getting out there and promoting everything that there is to see and do. And we're only having a really good conversation around this the other day about the trade shows and the caravan and camping shows we have coming up over the next 6 months, where a lot of our operators will head to and be promoting the region. So throwing around a few different ideas about what we might be able to do in particular to value add visitors stay in the region.
Another announcement is the launch of two new routes to Uluru from both Darwin and Adelaide. How do you see that playing out from a tourism perspective? More bad news for Alice, good for down at the Rock?
Yeah, look, we obviously represent the region as a whole. So from a regional perspective, any new flights and anything new is an absolute bonus. So the connection between Adelaide and Darwin, I think, is going to be a really, really good one. We've seen government this year working pretty hard on getting the Chinese flights with Donghai Airlines that we've got coming into Darwin. So that now gives us a really good opportunity to tap into that international market that probably wasn't as easy before. We all know that Uluru is an absolute main attractor for people to be visiting our region. So what we need to do now is make sure that we're making the most out of that and doing lots of marketing around the rest of the region through, you know, Kings Canyon, Alice Springs and up to the Barkly to make sure that once we've got those additional visitors coming into Uluru, that we're really getting them to disperse out to our regions.
What is your sense of it? I'm assuming from the market research you've done, we obviously know there's a real draw card in Uluru. What is driving people essentially away from Alice Springs? Is there a perception that it's not worth coming to Alice Springs, that it's not a safe or great place to come and visit? What is the market research telling you?
Look, from what we're hearing, there's no one big main contributing factor at all. Uluru is one of the major sort of seven icons to visit within the world. So to have that on your doorstep is a really amazing opportunity for us. So the challenge that we've got in Alice Springs is they're marketing all of the amazing things that we've got to see and do up here in Alice Springs. So, you know, the great attractions, the beauty of the West McDonnell Ranges, the beauty of Kalu Kalu and up to the Barkly region. So it's our job now to make sure that we're piggybacking on the back of that success that we have literally on our doorstep 450 kilometres away and making sure we're doing a really good job of getting out there and promoting everything there else is to do in the region. So that's certainly something that we've got a bit of work to do,
do you think,
and will certainly be our focus.
Do you think we've got, just a bit of a yes or no, do you think we've got a bit of an image problem?
No.
No, okay, that's good. Now, Dale, I wanted to talk to you about, I guess, the good news that's come out of this today, and that is some discounts for Alice Springs residents flying up to Darwin and back. How much warning did you have on this? How helpful do you think this is?
Look, I think it's a great starting point. There's no doubt, as a, you know, putting my locals hat on, that we'd love to see that extended through to a Sydney, a Melbourne, an Adelaide, a Perth, a Cairns, or wherever. But I think this is a great start by Qantas, recognising that there is an underlying issue there, and for them to come to the table with this as a starting point, I think is a really exciting thing. So what we need to do now is keep working on Qantas to make sure we can get those extended further than Darwin.
Yeah, look, I love it. Yep, every other capital city would be great too. People will be wondering, what does that actually mean? Like, what dollars are we talking? And 20% or whatever the discount is, I think it is between 20 and 30% off of what? Off of a full fare. What's your understanding of how much cheaper those flights might be?
Yeah, look, my understanding from reading everything I've seen in media releases and discussions today is, yeah, between 20 and up to 30% off a full flight fare. That is my understanding.
And how much is a full flight fare usually?
Oh, that's a really good point. Probably, just for the travel I do up and down between Darwin, it's probably around about the $400 mark, I would think, one way from what I've seen this year.
Okay, so you're saying optimistically we could get 20 to 30% off $400.
Hopefully, that's my reading from what I've seen come out today, yes.
Okay. Now, my understanding, again, from what I've read today, is that this comes into play from tomorrow. Lauren Moss believes that it should be ongoing. Is that your understanding?
Certainly, again, reading the Qantas media release today, yes, they have said that eligible Alice Springs residents can book the discounted fares from tomorrow, and they've quoted their website in their release. And yeah, there's no timeline to that commitment. So again, hopefully reading between the lines, it will be an ongoing commitment from Qantas.
And will you be trying to petition Qantas to consider including other capitals?
Look, for sure. You know, our job as a regional tourism body is to go out and lobby, governments and big business for all sorts of opportunities. So it's certainly something we'll be continuing to do, for sure.